Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 24, 2025, and we have a great mix of food and beverage headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Statewide initiative may give Haltom City another shot at food trucks. Food trucks have been scarce in Haltom City due to complicated regulations that deter participation. The existing permit application is burdensome, requiring written permission from property owners and costly annual renewals. However, a new state law, the Mobile Food Vendor Regulatory Consistency Act, will streamline the permitting process by establishing a single statewide license. This means food truck owners can operate throughout Texas without local restrictions. Haltom United Business Alliance sees this as an opportunity for Haltom City to welcome food trucks back and support small businesses. While the law allows some local control, it eliminates unnecessary fees and permits, allowing food truck owners to focus on growing their businesses. Haltom City can benefit from this new legislation and encourage economic development within city limits.
SNAP benefits uncertain. How Boca Helping Hands will help plus help for federal workers. Amidst the federal government shutdown, SNAP benefits may expire on October 31st, leaving families in need. Boca Helping Hands is stepping up to provide food, medical, and financial assistance to those affected. They are also offering pantry bags to local federal workers impacted by the shutdown. With 7,100 federal workers in Palm Beach County, the organization is urging the community to donate food to help fill the gap. Children, seniors, and veterans will be disproportionately impacted by potential SNAP cuts. Boca Helping Hands assists nearly 35,000 people annually through various programs, including job training aimed at lifting individuals out of poverty. To donate food, contact Bill Harper at bill@bocahelpinghands.org or call 561-417-0913.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Food and Beverage Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.